Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and in the studio with us is Kevin Rosendahl, a former Madisonite, former Madison High School graduate. Kevin runs Grace Christian Outreach Ministries, and actually the headquarters, Kevin, is in Madison, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, welcome back. We've interviewed you before. Nice to see you. You're home for a furlough or what?
Yeah, for about a month and a half, and then I got to head back down to South Texas and... But yeah, I'll be up for about a month and a half, going to be giving updates in churches and seeing interested people, you know, people interested in ministry and churches. And
yeah, you cover, it's not a vacation for you when you come home, is it?
No, it's never a vacation. I mean, it's a vacation to be away from the, you know, when I'm in Mexico, it's pretty fast paced. And so it slows down a little bit. I always say that Madison is like the perfect place to get rejuvenated because it's so peaceful up here. And when I'm in Mexico, it's... Right. A lot of places, it's kind of like a war zone, so you're always looking around your shoulder, and here it's so peaceful. So I really enjoy my time in Minnesota when I get to come up.
Well, Kevin, maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, and we'll talk about your ministry.
Okay, well, Grace Christian Outreach Ministries was founded back in 1998 when I lived in Florida, and we did some church planting in Florida and helped start a rehab center in St. Pete. Well, then about 4 years later, God sent me out to Mexico. I'd always known after I left the Indian Reservation where I'd pastored from 94 to 97 that I would one day be in Mexico.
Where was that at?
That was on the Fort Apache Indian Reservation in Cibicu, Arizona, a town of 1,500 people, and it was like a third world country. Mm-hmm. And that was where I started doing ministry, and
It's grown into Grace Christian Outreach Ministries now.
Yeah. When I first went to the reservation, I did youth and children's ministry, and then I got opened up the door to pastor. But now I'm doing we're doing primarily church planting, evangelism, a lot of kids ministry. We cross in literature, gospel tracts, Bibles, New Testaments. Mm-hmm. We train pastors. We do a little bit of everything. We cross in supplies like food and doors and windows for churches, steel for church roofs. We kind of do whatever we can to spread the gospel.
All right. And you've been doing that for how long now, Kevin?
It'd be 15 years in Mexico.
15 years in Mexico.
Yeah.
You have a family?
Yeah. My wife, Sylvia, is my helpmate. And then we have a son, Joshua. He's going to be a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. So he'll be finishing up high school next year.
And I remember last time I saw him, he was like this big.
Yeah, now he's about 6 foot, about 200 pounds. He's a big boy.
Okay.
He wants to go into the Marines. So
good for him.
We'll see if that plays out.
Yeah. Well, I know you're very busy. You have a lot of connections around our Q92 listening area with Grace Christian Outreach Ministries. Maybe tell us a little bit about what churches help you or how does it run, Grace Christian Outreach Ministries?
Well, a lot of the area churches help us in different ways. We have several churches like Garfield Lutheran, Faith Lutheran provide quilts, you know, because we go down and like in the wintertime, it's really cold in the mountains, and in Mexico, nobody has a furnace, and so quilts are a huge blessing. We have like Calvary Baptist donates Bibles.
Spanish Bibles?
Spanish Bibles. We have churches that help us financially on a monthly basis, others, you know, as they can. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people in this area, they bring stuff over to my parents' house, which is like our ministry headquarters.
Yeah. The garage.
Yeah, the garage. And you know, they'll bring over used things like, used clothes, blankets, what else? Just variety, pots and pans, plates, silverware, and then we get them down to Mexico. Like in July, we're going to be having, there's a trucker from over by St. Cloud. He's going to be donating his trip down and bringing down like 10 pallets of gospel literature, 2 pallets of food from Food for Kids in Stewart, and then my parents, whatever's in their garage, as well as we have a storage unit in Canby with Ramdi Kamrath at his business, and we store stuff there. So whatever's in there will be going down, and so we have a warehouse that's that we can use in Laredo, Texas, and they have a forklift, so they'll offload it And then every time I go into Mexico from Laredo, I bring in a load. Mm-hmm. And we use it to bless the pastors and the churches and also just needy people that have needs. You know?
So when you get all this stuff here, give us a little detail. How does that work when you get into Mexico, or where, what part of Mexico are you talking about?
Okay, well, we usually cross it in and Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, which is right across the border from Laredo, Texas. But from there, it goes, you know, some of it goes 20 hours into Oaxaca, Mexico, because pastors, the northern part of Mexico is considered more blessed than the, you know, the central and southern part. And so pastors will come up here, and then they'll get stuff, and they'll bring it down. And so it goes to central Mexico, about 13 hours in the mountains, where there's a lot of places where there's no churches even, and or where there's just churches that are just beginning. It goes into Monterrey, the third biggest city in Mexico. It just goes all over Mexico, really. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a real blessing to the people.
Mm-hmm. So when you go, do you you distribute all these items, and then you mm-hmm. then you have a children's ministry or preach the gospel, or how does that work?
Well, like for example, when I go on a ministry trip, you know, oftentimes we'll focus, you know, we'll bring down my van. Oh, and you know, my van, which will be full of supplies.
Yeah,
and then we'll sometimes pull the trailer, and then we'll do a, like for example, a kids outreach, and so the whole village oftentimes will come out. All the kids will come out, and their parents. And we'll have some games, and we'll some songs, share the gospel, mm-hmm. pray over the kids, and then we bless. Each kid gets a newer good used toy. The adults will get like blankets or clothes for their kids, mm-hmm. or a bag of rice and beans. One lady from Dawson area made jewelry by hand.
Oh, yeah.
She sent that down, and we're in this one village about an hour and a half back in the mountains, and I put out the bag of this little jewelry, and I mean, all the women, even 85-year-old women are up there wanting a piece of jewelry, you know, wow. But I mean, all this stuff shows God's love in a practical way, you know, and so they're able to see that people care, and they're able to see that God loves them, and so... That's oftentimes how it works. So.
Yep. I know you do a lot of preaching in Mexico, too. Talk up a little bit about that.
Yeah,
you got your Spanish down, or you have an interpreter? Or?
No, I preach in Spanish.
Oh, you do?
Now. Okay. I don't speak perfect Spanish. They say I'm about 85%, but they you know, they can understand me fine, and so I don't really need a translator. Once in a while, I'll use one if I'm going to be... you know, if I really want it to be perfect Spanish, mm-hmm. I'll use it. But like where I go up in the mountains and stuff, they understand me. And oftentimes when I'm down on a ministry trip into Mexico, I'm preaching once or twice a day, you know. And so, you know, we'll go from one village to the other. You know, we try to do 2 outreaches in a day and then go on to the next village and do another one. And then, you know, we just go from village to village. And a lot of churches are built up and, you know, increase in size from these outreaches, right. Because people... hear the gospel and put their trust in Jesus, and then they see that there's people that care there, and they become part
of
the church.
Is that the biggest need that you mm-hmm. see?
Boy, there's so many needs. Well, I mean to know Jesus in a more, you know, right. as the Lord and Savior is the biggest need, but there's also so many physical needs. You know, I mean, a lot of kids don't have shoes. A lot of families are just getting by. You know, if you bring one kilo of rice and beans, which is like half a pound, I mean, that's a huge thing for them, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what they live on is rice and beans, especially in the mountains.
You go deep into the mountains, right? I saw a few pictures everywhere where there's really no roads.
Yeah. We started like the last couple of years, 4 churches in villages that didn't have any church. And there's 4 more villages down in the same area, but about an hour further in, where we want to start new churches when I go back. Mm-hmm. Like in the, you know.
So talk about starting new churches. Then you find you have a pastor for that church?
Well, oftentimes what we do is like we know a pastor in a neighboring village, and they'll tell us that there's no church in this village, and so then we'll go, and then the pastor will go and invite the people for a first service. And then we'll come in, we'll do an outreach, and then that pastor commits to travel over there, and then we'll help them if they need help, you know, going back and forth, mm-hmm. you know, to that place. But then people begin to come to the church, and it grows, and then we, as much as we can, try to help them get a building built. Right now we're finishing up 1 building in Tuzantla, central Mexico, where it's a totally an indigenous area where they speak other dialects as well besides Spanish, but they're meeting under a little like a banana leaf
hut. Yeah.
And they're going to have their own church building here probably in several months.
Good.
You know, it's just missing the roof right now.
Right.
So yeah.
So you're back here in the Madison area, visiting churches, telling people what you do, and and looking for support too. Nothing's free, right? It takes money to do things, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the truth. And you know, with going further into Mexico, there's a lot more cost because I mean, to drive the gas in Mexico is like probably almost double what it is here.
Oh, really?
And so if you're going 13 hours in on a pretty regular basis, you know, the cost of gas in itself is just raises up your your costs. And but yeah, we're praying for God to raise up more you know, committed financial supporters or people that want to give one time. But just we need, you know, it's like with everything, you know, it takes money to do ministry, and we trust God to provide. But we, you know, it's good to share what's going on and then trust God to lead people to help out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if people wanted to help out, you know, your ministry there, Kevin, how can they do that?
Well, you can give via PayPal on our website, gracechristianoutreachministries.net. You know, our base, like you said before, is in Madison. It's at, you know, Myron and Judy Rosendahl's house. And so that's 20, you know, you can send a check to 205 Wildwood Avenue, Madison, Minnesota, 56256. And,
and you can fill up the garage, right?
Yeah, and you can, you know, some of our needs for, like, you know, we're always doing these Christmas outreaches. And so if your kids or grandkids have good used toys that they're not playing with, you know, call us up or maybe call up KOQP if you don't know where Myron and Judy Rosendahl live. And, you know, we need new and used toys. We need school supplies because a lot of the people don't have money to, you know, purchase school supplies for their kids. Or any used thing that you think might be a blessing, we can take down to Mexico and it'll be a huge blessing.
Tell our listeners what your website is. Maybe they can get the information off that, huh?
Yeah.
Or Facebook page?
Yeah. Our website is www.gracechristianoutreachministries.net. We also have another one. It's www.gracechristianoutreachministries.weebly.com. And we have a Facebook page of Grace Christian. So please, we post a lot of pictures, ministry pictures, on the Grace Christian website. And so you can follow us there as well.
Yeah, I enjoy looking at all the pictures you do. You get great crowds when you're preaching and the children's ministry. And it's a great ministry. So
yeah, it's a blessing to be able to minister to those kids. And, you know, because they're the next generation, we believe by reaching them for the Lord, as they grow up, they're going to be real pillars in their community and living in lives of integrity and following the Lord. Thanks, Paul, for the chance to share with the people.
You bet. Mm-hmm. And once again, if you'd like to help Kevin out, check out his website. Or you can just give me a call here at the radio station and I'll find a way to connect you with Kevin there, right? I like your van outside that you have outside the radio station. You drove that up from Mexico, huh? Awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. Madison Decorating, they had this van sitting. I mean, this is how I understood it. You know, they hadn't used it for a while because it was had different car repair problems. And somebody talked to them about donating it to Grace Christian Outreach, and they did. And it came down via a semi-truck.
Oh.
That van and another van from over by Montevideo. And and we were able to get into Mexico just barely, but all the car repairs in Mexico are really cheap, so we got both vans fixed up, and I drove the Madison Decorating van up, and I'm hoping to get it painted and look. You know, it's running well. We just want to make it look a little bit nicer before we bring it back down. But yeah, what a blessing!
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Yep, God bless
you. Yeah, you bet. Yeah. That's Pastor Kevin Rosendahl from Grace Christian Outreach Ministries. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.